Last week, I said something that I shouldn't have said. Whether anyone was listening or not, whether it was in a casual conversation or not, there's no excuses, and I'm not here to make excuses. What I said was a homophobic slur, and it was completely in the wrong, completely distasteful, and it's a word that shouldn't be in my vocabulary. I apologized and mended things with the person that I was said about. I also apologized to the community, and I just want to come on and say thank you to everyone who left a comment, sent me a DM, or tweeted at me. Whether it was like angry, it doesn't matter. It shows that you care, and it shows that you're willing to help me learn to be better. But most importantly, I am thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for someone that's sitting in front of me who is actually one of the first people, or actually one of the only people that called me and told me that it was wrong and wanted to help educate me. And now I know a lot of influencers talk about like, oh my God, I'm going to educate myself. I'm going to do this. They don't really do it. But here we are. I'm going to actively pursue being better and being a better influence and being better for you guys and trying to become the best version of myself. You know, we're all human. We're all growing. And I just want to take accountability. But also, I want to welcome my very good friend on Manny MUA, who is here to tell me how much of a piece of shit I am.
Hi, Harry. How are you?
I've been better, but I've also been worse.
Of course. No, absolutely. It's funny, guys, because like when he said that, I did call him. So I did call you that day.
Yeah.
And there was like three things I wanted. I was like, first, I was like, Dick, let me tell you how...
Sorry, I can't be
This is serious.
Sorry, we are.
Okay. So the first thing was like, okay, I'm going to tell you how disappointed I am because obviously I was disappointed in what was said. Two, would be like, I'm canceling the podcast. I'm not coming on anymore. Because I was like, I did tell you this. I was like, so I think it's not a good idea for me to come on the podcast because I was like, I didn't know if I was like, am I going to be associating with someone who is okay with like saying these slanderous things against my community, essentially.
Yeah.
But number three, of course, was to kind of just check in on you and see how you were doing because I do know how hard it is when you're getting inundated with so many hate comments and so many things going on when it's like you had a slip up, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's like one of those things where it's like, is it a slip up or is it like a constant? That I think that's kind of where the conversation goes. Where it's like, okay, well, was it too easy? Like it came out of your mouth too fast.
Yeah.
And it's like, is that a normal thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that like a normal word for you?
Yeah. No, I honestly think it was just it's one of those things that I, as a straight male, I don't know the weight of it.
You know? Totally, 100%.
And when I have my gay friends like throwing it around,
mm-hmm.
I think, oh, maybe
like, I can be part of it too.
I'll join in.
Yeah.
So I think that was possibly the reason why that it was like so casual for me to
totally
say it in a derogatory manner. And now I'm like looking back, I was like, actually, you know what? Like I need to be a little bit more thoughtful in the weight of my words. And I guess I really, especially after coming off a phone call with you and like, sitting down, like turning my phone off and like thinking about it all. I was like, actually, like this shit actually does hurt people. Mm-hmm. And it does, it has. And I know like there's a lot of bullying and stuff mm-hmm. for your community. And I was like, man, like I really, my biggest goal has always been to be a positive impact, to make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just taking 100 steps back.
Right. I think, and the reason I decided to come on specifically was to kind of make like almost like, to talk about it, because I think that this is one of those things where it's like, I think it just takes kind of communication and like knowing where someone else is coming from and like the empathy kind of starts to play a role. So it's like, imagine like being on like this side of it. And it's like a word that's been used to like emasculate or demasculate men for so long. And it's like, becomes like this word that's like, oh, you're less than me. So I'm going to say the F slur towards you because you're gay. And it's like using like, oh, you're so gay in a bad way. It's like, you're making it like less than. So it's like, obviously, gay people are not less than straight people. Like everyone should be on the same wavelength, same pace. So it's like there's no insult of like you're so straight. Like that's not insult.
Right.
But like when you're saying like you're an F slur, you're gay, it's like using this like word to hover over someone because you're like above them. It's like, oh, well, I'm better than you because you're gay. And it's like that's not what it is. And so I think a lot of people have this trauma with this word. And yeah, a lot of gay people are taking the word back and it's like becoming more of like a what's up, like girl, hey girl, hey bitch. Like it's becoming that. But at the end of the day, it's like a gay community is like saying it between themselves in like a funny way. And it's like how you say it is like, how do you say it? Where it's almost like it's not, you're using it to, in like a bad way, a derogatory way. So it's like, even if you were to use it in like a fun joking way, it's still like not appropriate to say.
Yep.
You know, cause it even like, and even part of like, I'm part of the LGBTQ plus community, obviously. And transgender people like have a word that starts with a T that's like a derogatory term, but they say it amongst themselves. Right. And even though I'm part of the community, that doesn't mean I should be saying it.
Right.
So it's like, it's not about like, oh, well I'm friends with them so I can say it too. It's like, well, you have to know what like, the root of the word means, and it's literally been used right. in the past for, you know, taking away power, like taking away the humanness of gay people.
Yeah, and like looking down on someone.
Yeah, and just looking down. It's like, well, that's why it like holds weight and how it holds value. And obviously it's like disappointing when it's like you had such a great, like the week prior was so great, and then it's like just seems like, it's like, oh my God, 10 steps back. And that's why also why I called you too, because I was like, what the fuck is literally going on?
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, I was like, what is going on?
Well, did
like,
you get homophobic vibes from me?
What? Not at all. Okay, no, see, but that's also why I was like, this is a moment that, like, this is a learning experience. Right. And I think that this is a big thing for me personally, is like, if I have friends that like fuck up in my life, like, I'm like, let me talk to you and like, let's have this conversation. Like, I'm not the type, I'm like, let me just like tweet about it and like to get some clout likes. Like, I'm not like that. Yeah. So it's like, I would rather like call
you. Didn't tweet about me?
I didn't.
Fuck, man.
I know. I'm sorry. I talked about it in the podcast, though. But it was like one of those things where I was like, I feel like this can be a learning experience for you. Sure. And like, even if you didn't, like, also, you're not from the States, you know? And it's like, maybe the culture's different back home. I don't know. I really have no idea. So it's like, I think this is one of those moments. So that's why I was like, I'm coming on the podcast because I want to talk about it. And like, especially if you have an audience that is predominantly heterosexual, that doesn't know the weight of the gravity of the word, it does hurt and it does suck. And people use words like that to hold over people's head, you know?
Where is there any influences or people that I should look at, like actively look at online to get more education on this or to find, you know, more inspiration to, you know, not say, or like not, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, do you think that there is like anywhere I can look online to find more information on this stuff or to be a little bit more open-minded of the struggles that you guys go through?
Absolutely. Like there's so many different, I can send you some too, like on the side.
Yeah.
But there's like the LGBT Center here in LA. Like you can like look on these websites and they will literally help you. Like, I'm trying to think of some other ones, like itgetsbetter.com. Like there's so many different situations where it can, like you can see the site and they'll explain to you a little bit more of like where the other side's coming from. But I think there's a difference between like someone telling you on Twitter and then someone telling you in like your real life, like, hey, like this is fucked up and you got to like realize that this is why and you need to move forward in the best way. And I think it's awesome that you took what was said and like you apologize and you're moving forward in the best way. And I'm sure you'll like not say it again, you know, because you start to understand more of like why it sucks and like why it hurts. And I think that it takes it's like one of those things where you have to like kind of be in that situation to know.
Yeah.
And like, obviously you should have known better. It's like we're in 2021. Like obviously
don't figure
that
word.
You're figuring it. Yeah. You're like, but you're figuring it out as you go. And I think that there's always room for growth and always room for change.
Yeah. I think it was also such a blessing, like how vocal the community is as well.
Yeah.
Like the fact that there was, again, like so many comments, a lot of messages sent, and tweets. That means for me, that shows that like people actually care and they care about like helping someone get educated on this. And I think that was one of the best things that like came out of this is like, wow, there's actually, you know, like an amazing community of people that are inspired and want to make me understand, like especially the audio listeners of this podcast who shot us DMs right away and were just like, hey, like this isn't okay. We need you to be better. And that was, I guess, the biggest blessing out of all this. How do you think that I could, moving forward, be better, be a better influence and be more, I guess, like better for the community?
For me, it's always about you always finding what you seek, right? So like you have to actively be finding and looking for things to be better. And so you need to, you know, listen to your gay friends or, you know, any other friends you might have that are in the community in some way. It's like listen to their struggles, listen to where they're coming from. And I think that naturally we as people start to get empathetic with people. Mm. And it's like you have to like actively seek out answers, actively seek out people's stories because you start to understand. Like when you hear people's like devastating stories about them being gay or being called these words or getting hate crimed, it's like, oh fuck, like I don't want to say this word because it associates with so much negativity. And then it becomes like, oh, you might not be able to, let's say, empathize, but you can sympathize in that situation because it's like, you might not have ever faced that, but it doesn't mean a lot of people don't. So it's more so about like you active, like you'll find what you seek. If you're looking for answers, if you're looking for people wanting, like if you're looking to be a better person, like you'll get there. But like even this, like us having this conversation on the podcast, I know you were like nervous too. And I was like, well, I think that's it's really great to like have this conversation and just talk. And like from like friend to friend, especially someone that like I just glammed you. Everything was really, really great. And I never got, what?
You just stayed over the other night.
Yeah. I was just at your house. We were just chilling together. And I was like, that's weird. I didn't get this vibe from you. So, you know, that's why I was like confused because it was so like opposite of like what I, and I honestly feel like I'm a good judge of character.
Yeah.
I feel like I can like see people for who they are.
Well, you missed the mark on this one. I don't know what's
clearly,
going
on. Clearly.
Come on, Maddie.
Clearly. I was like, wow, I guess I'm going to go.
You just randomly went blind for
that? Yeah. Uh-huh. So I was like, this doesn't make sense. Like, I'm usually a good judge of character, but I don't think that, again, I don't think you're a bad person. I told you this on the phone. Yeah. I don't think you're a bad person. I think that you just have a lot of growing to do and just like learning, and I'm rooting for you. Obviously, yeah. I want you the best for you, but I also want the best for my community too. So
yeah, of course. And I think that is, well, I guess this is, you know, like a very big part of it, because people need to have these conversations, and there's a lot of, I guess, like straight guys out there that may use this word casually or, mm-hmm. or throw it around that need to hear this conversation, that there is a lot of weight to these words. This stuff does hurt. This stuff does sting. You know, when girls say that my calves are very skinny.
Small, uh-huh.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah, it hurts.
So we have to think about
and
stuff.
And that's something you can't change. Yeah. And you just can't change it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no matter how hard you work it out, it just doesn't, they don't grow.
Right. Yeah. But I can change my attitude.
But you can change your attitude. And I think that you can always seek out to be better, always. Yeah. And for me, like, I'm the type of person where like I would like to just like talk to a friend and like handle that shit behind the scenes and like know that I'm there for them, but yeah. also keeping them accountable behind the
yeah.
scenes.
Yeah, I think that was the realest thing about you is the fact that you legitimately picked up the phone mm-hmm. and you were like, hey, I'm going to check in. First off, you wanted to make sure my mental health was okay.
Right.
And then you wanted to talk to me about it, which is, I literally text you like four times, like, you're so real. Like, that's very rare, the fact mm-hmm. that, you know, we also hung out once.
Yeah.
Like, we do text, like, a lot. But mm-hmm. It's very rare, the fact that you were just, the first thing you did was just to make sure I was okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I really appreciate it, because there's not a lot of people like you, especially in this city. And, yeah, it was a bit of a eye-opening experience. And, you know what, like, I actually genuinely am grateful for it, because the lessons that have been learned
mm-hmm.
And the fact that, you know, we're having this conversation, you know, and the fact that now, you know, there's people listening that will be able to, you know, think twice or think differently about it. But
totally.
Anything you want to add? Anything you want to add before we make it funny?
Before we make it funny, well, I'm dead with
like,
you.
Like, what are like some actionable things that, you know, that we could do to turn the situation into a positive in the end and, you know, become to benefit the community.
Honestly, like, I think it's about finding what you seek. And like, honestly, so I do feel like there is power in like putting your money where your mouth is too. Like, if you like have been shitty to the LGBT community, like, then donate to them. Like, you know, I'm not saying that like putting money and everything is gonna solve a problem, but it does help. And I think right. that it does help like great causes. So it's like, well, donate some money then. Like, if you're gonna be about it and like be about action and about saying these things, and like, not only should you be changing behind the scenes, but like also like show it too. Be, like, if you're like be about it. If you're gonna be about the change, then like be about it.
Where,
you know what I mean?
Where should I donate?
I'll send you some links.
Yeah.
I'll send you
some. Is it OnlyFans links?
And then we'll it's not OnlyFans links. No. Good try though.
We'll put them in the description.
So that would be really cool. That'd be really, really cool. Yeah. I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it is, yeah. It's good. I think that even this conversation is fine. Like, this is good. Like, this is learning, this is growing. This is like what accountability looks like. So
yeah.
I think that's really, really important, is to hold yourself accountable. I'm not saying to cancel you, but just like be accountable for like things that happen.
I think that was why like I also wanted to add on like people messaging me, because that shows that people care, and the fact that they want to see me be better. So
and grow.
Whether it was like, Harry, you're a nasty piece of shit, I bet you've got a tiny dick.
Right.
It's
true.
Still helps. No.
Okay.
I'll send you a photo. You know I'm holding a hammer.
Oh my God. Not Thor over here swearing that he has whatever the Thor's hammer is called.
But. Okay. Should we make this fun now?
Yes. I'm glad we had this talk though. Seriously. No, we had to have it.
I appreciate you coming on.
For sure.
But most importantly, I appreciate you coming out.
Oh, I am too. I am too. You know, to fit, what, 12 years later? Yeah, here we are.
We're here. Manny, Meaty Cock Manny.
Yes, that is my nickname.
The first question that I wanted to ask you, right?
Uh-huh. What?
What the, like, what type of skincare brands should dudes wear? Because, again, look, I was thinking about this on the way over. I had no idea what to put on my skin
mm-hmm.
as a straight dude, because like, who's going to spend time in a skincare store? You know, we want to be outside hammering nails.
Not hammering fucking nails. Not Handy Manny over here swearing.
But I'm just saying, for the dudes and the queens that maybe don't know what to put on their skin, what is step one? Like, I know you have a very intense routine.
You guys, you know what's so funny? So when I glammed Harry, afterwards, I was like, so you can just go? He's like, no, I need help taking it off. Yeah. So we literally went to my bathroom and we literally like cleansed his skin, moisturized. Like we did a whole little routine.
So much.
And okay, it was not that bad.
Are you crazy?
We literally removed your makeup and put moisturizer on. That's like the most basic ass bitch ass step of all time.
No, there was like 10 steps.
No. It was doing the makeup. Yeah, there was like more steps, but like taking it off.
Yeah.
No.
No, it was craziness.
Gnar. No, it really was. It was not that bad. But I would just suggest, like, honestly, especially when you don't have a lot of time or don't really care. Like, I think at the end of the day, like, a lot of guys don't care.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, oh,
I've
like, whatever.
Put anything on my face.
And you have gorgeous skin.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what everyone's doing.
I don't
wrong.
Even use soap.
Just leave
no,
it.
No. But it's, you know, at the end of the day, too, it's also like prevention, right? It's like if you have, like, if you take care of your skin when you're younger, like, your older skin is going to thank you for it, you know?
Right.
It's like,
okay, but do I need to do like, I did buy some stuff that was for dudes and it's like 7 steps.
What does it say? Is it like 4 men?
I think so. It says okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
They make it like really easy for you.
Yeah.
Like really like cavemen.
I'm not going to read it.
Yeah,
so
like
I'm
a
like,
caveman.
Number
like,
one,
oh.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, me.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
me. But
got
like,
it.
Do I need to do that much shit?
I mean, yeah, I mean, if you bought this kit, then yeah, do what the kit says.
Yeah, but it could be horseshit to keep me locked in for life.
No, but honestly, I think that, so as long for me, it's like if you cleanse your skin, if you hydrate it and you add like some sunblock, like that's
you put
like
sunscreen
an easy,
on your shit.
Of course, I put sunscreen on. I put sunscreen on every single day.
Is there any sunscreen you recommend that?
Yeah, there's
so you don't get pimples.
There's Tula, Bliss, so many different kinds.
I'm getting naked.
What are you talking about? Why are you taking off your clothes?
Because I'm sweating.
Okay, I was like, what are you doing?
That's the promo clip.
I was like, why are you getting naked right now? No, but there's tons. Bliss, Tula, there's tons of different ones. I use this one from Kate's. Kate Somerville. There's a bunch of different kinds. I don't even know. I lost my train of thought. But there's a bunch of different kinds that I can, of course, like send you guys to. But sunscreen's super important. Like, you have to be able to make sure your skin's gonna like look good when you're older.
You put it
like,
on every
hello.
Day?
Every day, every morning.
What do your neck?
No. On my neck, my face, and my ears.
Really?
Yeah. But also like imagine like how bad sun damage is. Like it's bad. Like especially if people
I've
like
never had it.
Yeah, you have. Don't even like I'm looking straight at you, I was like, I know you had it. Don't even try to play. But no, it's like it's super, super important. Like we all have to be hello, use SPF. If you're listening to this, please use SPF.
Okay. So people tuning in. Hydrate.
Uh-huh.
Just put some water in your face.
So, no.
Put water in your face. That's hydrated enough.
Yeah, that's good. Just drink water. You're fine.
And then...
That's not enough. We need more. It, obviously, there's like so much more that goes into it, like depending on your skin type. But then if they cleanse, moisturize, some SPF, you should be okay.
And you're good. That's a good
It's a start. Good start. I would say it's a good start.
And do you put stuff on at night?
Of course I do.
How big
so my routine, I would say, so I cleanse, I tone, I double serum, so it's like 4 things. Eye cream.
Yes, you do.
Not cream.
Yes.
Not cream.
Woo!
Eye cream.
You're a little creamer over
You're
here.
You're so stupid.
In the evening.
And then
the creamsicle.
Moisturize. And so it's like 7-8 steps.
Halloween's around the corner. Everybody is deciding what they're going to wear as their costume, but what are you going to wear under your costume?
That is the big question. And to be honest, if you want to be wrapped up like a naughty little present this Halloween, we have the solution for you.
Parade's got you covered.
Parade is here, and I know you guys love them because Parade keeps coming back, so that means you love them, and we love them. We love their products. We love everything that they do. And they've come out with a fucking crazy collection.
The Sugar Rush Collection
is
out.
Which is going to sell out. It's out of control.
It's going to sell out. You want sprinkles?
There's sprinkles. There's stripes. There's candy-inspired prints. Look, I'm telling you right now, if you walk in the bedroom with sprinkles on your little bum, it's getting eaten.
Hell yeah.
It's getting eaten, and we're busting in seconds. I'm going to tear that shit up. Because you just know it's sweet, sexy, and elegant. Now, if you want to feel sexy and look like nice little sprinkles on this beautiful Halloween, go to www.yourparade.com/tap in. You get 20% off $25 plus orders on all products and free shipping. You literally can't lose with this. So grab it before they sell out.
That's a good deal.
I'm going to come. Jesus
Christ. That's not that bad though. But I'm also like a bitch when it comes to like my teeth too. Like I'll be like, I have like a 4-step teeth routine.
What the fuck you doing on your teeth?
Like flossing, water picking, brushing.
What the fuck's a water pick?
Oh, I want to get one of those.
Dude, water picking is like literally life changing.
What the fuck is a water pick?
It's like a little like tiny like machine that like shoots water between your teeth to like make sure you get everything.
Are you crazy?
I swear.
What the fuck is that?
So I also have like literally veneers, that's, so I'm like, I need to make sure they last a long time.
Hollywood shit. Sometimes I don't clean my teeth before bed.
You're lying.
I swear to you.
Like, you don't brush?
No, I get too tired.
If anything, I'll skip the water picking tonight. But like, that's as much as I go. Even if it's like really? 4 in the morning, yeah. Even
so you're flossing, and then you're also like, you know, let's fucking blast this bitch with some water.
Yes, and then brush. Clean. And then I do mouthwash. So four, that's four
mouthwash?
Steps. Yes.
I always got told mouthwash is terrible for you.
Yeah, because I think it kills the good bacteria.
Okay, but it depends on the mouthwash you're using too.
No, because the inside of your mouth is the most like absorbent skin that there is. Mm-hmm. So by like washing it around, you're like absorbing all that bad shit. So what I got told
I thought your dentist. Asshole is the most absorbent thing.
I haven't figured that one out yet.
That's just what I heard.
Yeah.
Like that's why people like put like alcohol filled tampons up their ass to like get drunk faster. That's like the thing.
You've done that?
No, I haven't, but I know people have. You've done that.
Not yet.
No, I feel like you would though. You'd try it.
100%. Are you crazy?
You would definitely try it.
No, that's dangerous.
It's not like
people have died from that stuff.
What from like alcohol poisoning?
Because it bypasses your liver
and goes straight to your asshole.
Yeah, it's really bad for you. So you can get drunk like
no, it goes to your bloodstream. Not to your fucking asshole. What? That's so scary. Like honestly, I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that you can't. I've heard of there's people like putting kegs up their ass and dying.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna put
a keg up your ass.
Well, no, there was. I think there was a story on like those Darwin's, like you know, the funny deaths, how people die.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I was reading one. Well, I wasn't reading. My brother was reading it out loud.
Because you don't read. Yeah, you don't read.
That's
yeah,
Australian
yeah.
caveman time stories.
No, uh-huh. Legitimately, and they were saying that like some dude legitimately like blew up.
That is. This is why you just don't stick anything up your ass. Like obviously, I don't know what that's.
You would
like.
Never.
No, of course not. You're kidding. I'm totally kidding.
So Manny, we spoke about it briefly on your pod when we're doing the glam. Mm-hmm. It was just a podcast.
When we're glamming.
It was my first ever glam. I've never done it before. That's why it feels so weird to say.
So pretty.
How did you get started in this whole beauty
in the world?
Yeah, or in the world? Yeah,
in the world. Yeah, I was born. Yeah, I was born. So I started in the beauty space because about like 7-8 years ago, I was like working at a restaurant, and the place I was working at, like, you have a week to find a job. Good luck. And everyone's like scrambling.
But you're like
what the fuck?
One.
Like, no, I didn't. No. I was like screwed.
You're like, I'm at work, and they're like, you have a week to find a job. I'm like, no, I found one.
No, I got it.
Yeah, don't worry about
hand
it.
Hand job, blow job, all the jobs.
Oh,
I thought that where you were going with.
No,
you honestly, you made me say more sexual fucking jokes.
Nah, you're just horny.
No, it's you. So you start that shit.
Are you creeping?
No, he starts that. He makes me fucking be like that. But so it was. Yeah, I was like, we have a week to find a job, and I was like, okay. So I just like I had applied to Sephora because a friend of mine worked there, and like, apply. And so I applied. And I remember when I went in for the interview, they're like, okay, cool. Like the interview before it even started, someone like came in and I like sold them a product that I had no idea about. They're like, oh, well, I need a primer for oily skin. And I knew about one because I had like been studying. And so I got a primer and I sold it to her. And they're like, oh, you just sold a product. And I was like, yeah, I don't even work here. And I sold the product. And so I got hired because I basically just like kind of did exactly what I needed to do in that moment. Yeah. So I got hired there and then I started working on Mac afterwards. And that's kind of when I started my Instagram.
Right.
I was like, I have a Manny Hemingway Instagram. I was just kind of like playing with the idea of playing with makeup, essentially. And I had like blocked all my family members. I blocked all the people that go to my church.
Really?
Like everyone was blocked from my life. Like on it. Like it was like almost I was living this like Hannah Montana life. Like,
oh, wow.
No one knew what I was doing because I had everyone blocked. Because I like grew up, I mean, I grew up super religious. I grew up Mormon. So it's like I had a very like
religious upbringing.
Have you come
out at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
And it wasn't like an easy coming out.
No.
So this is when I'm like 22, 23 years old. And so I'm like blocking it from everyone. I'm from San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah. No, not from Utah. No, not from Utah. But so I was like kind of doing that behind the scenes. And then my parents, like someone from like church told them like, oh, is this like your son? And I was like,
no way.
Oh my. And I like had a meltdown because they're like, right, is this you? And I'm like,
no, yeah. It's clearly someone with makeup on.
No, literally, I'm like, I would makeup. Never do that. Yeah. Obviously, like, I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
So they saw it and they're like, are you trans? Like, and they were so confused because they never had known like anyone that even like doing makeup like that. Like, that was a boy. They even knew gay people, honestly.
Wow.
So I was like, no, I'm not. And I think it just kind of took time to kind of realize what it really was. And I was like, no, it's just an art form for me. Like, I just enjoy doing it and I have fun with makeup. So they finally came around, you know, years later. Yeah, like years later.
It took a long time.
It just took a while because I think that they were really confused. And I think that just took a lot of time to like, you know what, especially when it comes to like parents and like, let's say gay kids, it does take two to tango. You know, it's like you have to, as the kid, you have to be patient with your parents because a lot of times they don't understand what's going on. You can't just be like, well, fuck you, you don't understand me, because like they don't know either.
Right.
You know, and you're, as a parent, you obviously have to like love your kid and understand where they're coming from too. So luckily for me, like I had so much love in my life that like I was like blessed to be able to have parents that like wanted to understand me and I wanted to understand them. So it obviously turned out like great.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
But it was definitely like hard in the beginning because they were really confused and I was confused. I was like, I would be the one praying the gay away. Like, literally every single night, I'm like, please don't let me be gay. And I would wake up still gay. So I'm like, huh, not working. Because the thing is, I knew that if I was gay, that it would just be like a harder life for me. Like back, like, especially like 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Like gay bashing was even more rampant. Like there was just so much going on. Like it was just even harder for gay people back then. Mm. So it's like, I knew I was like, that would be opposition for me. And I was like, I was like the kind of kid that like, I was a people pleaser. Like I had straight A's. I played volleyball in high school. I went to like the Junior Olympics. I was like hella good. And like, I was like this like perfect kid. But like other than that for me.
Damn. I remember when I was a kid, I was praying to hit puberty. It took me so long.
You still haven't hit it yet?
No, I haven't.
I know.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I hope it hits me soon so I can grow a little bit. But...
I just want to get a little taller.
Yeah. No.
6'4", I don't know.
A couple more inches would not.
Yeah, just a couple.
So how did you start to grow your account? Like, you started on Instagram?
So I started on Instagram and...
Was it other people's faces or yours?
It was mine. So oh, I was wow. like basically just showing the makeup that I would wear at work.
You couldn't hide it to your parents?
I couldn't hide it. That's why I blocked them, everyone. That's why everyone was blocked, because I was like, okay, I can't hide it because it's literally me wearing my... that like showing the makeup I wear at work. So people were asking like, oh, how do you do that? And I was like, oh, well, I don't know. I just
how
like,
did
do
you,
it.
How did you get good at it, though? Did you have someone
practice
teach you?
Every single day. I like would watch YouTube and I would practice every single night.
Wow.
I would lock my room door and I would take my mom's pigments from her room, like her makeup from her room, lock my door and like practice like, on like a little thing. And I would take like my shitty brushes I got at Walmart just to like practice and to be good at it.
Wow.
Because I was like, well, if I'm going to work at this place, like I need to like learn how to do it, right? So I would just practice. And I told my parents I was working at JCPenney and not at Sephora inside JCPenney. I was like, oh, I worked in shoes.
Oh.
But like I would literally, so what I would do is I would get glam for work, jump out my window, drive to work.
Oh, fuck.
I would drive to work.
Like jump out the window.
No, I literally like jump out my window. No, it wasn't like any, it wasn't tall or anything. Oh. I would jump out my window, go to work, come back, take off all my makeup in my car, and I'd come in like, yeah, I just worked out shoes today.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We sold 10 pairs.
Yeah, 10 pairs was really, really great. Whereas like I was literally full glam at work.
Did you ever have anyone you know see you? Like
I did. Yeah. It happened to me a couple times, but luckily it was like such fleeting moments that they weren't like people like I knew really, really well. Just like in passing, I was like, oh, I remember you from like junior high. Right. So it wasn't anything crazy. I was just like, oh, okay. Like you're not like affiliated with me in that way, or like with knowing my family well.
Did anyone get weird that there was a male doing their makeup?
It was definitely, no, actually, honestly, when it came to doing the makeup, like everyone was like really, really cool and really, really chill.
Really?
I think I had a couple like weird, I mean, when I would walk through the mall, like let's say on my lunch break, it was definitely like I would get a lot of weird stares. This is also like 10 years ago. So it's like,
yeah,
you have to remember it's like a different time frame. It's not the same like how it is now. Even though now, like I still get weird stares, like walking
maybe
around.
Maybe it's that fat, juicy ass.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. I think it's the fat, juicy ass, yeah. Personally.
I get many stares from my fat, juicy ass.
Do you?
Yeah. No. I saw you look at it.
I am not.
Not yet.
But, So I would get like these really weird stares, but I feel like in the Sephora, it was like a little haven because it's like people would come in and they would know they would be expecting to see people in makeup, whether it's a boy or a girl, like they would be anyone in between. So I didn't really have any kind of weird qualms about that. A lot of people were like really cool. And I think that they enjoyed my personality. So they would like ask for me and they'd be like, oh, I would love for you to do my makeup, or you would like sell me this product, because they just enjoyed my company.
So how did you transition Sephora to
MAC?
All the way.
To more. Yeah. So what happened was the people were asking like, okay, how do you do this makeup, right? Like, what do you do? How do you do it? How do you do this base? How do you do this eye? So finally they were like, you should create a YouTube channel to like show us what to do. And I was like, okay, I've never like thought about doing that. But people on Instagram were like, you should totally do it and just kind of see what comes of it. I was like, okay, I'll try. So I like borrowed my mom's camera. I like bought like these Amazon like little like lights.
Really?
Yeah, I bought the Amazon lights. And then I just like locked my door and like filmed in front of my closet. And just like, this is like my routine for going to work. And so that's kind of how it started. And then that kind of started to grow because back then, boys in like the beauty space just weren't
a thing.
A thing. As much. It just, there was a couple, of course, but they just, it was just so small. And especially boys that like had a beard. Because for me, I was like, well, I'm not trying to really female present. Right. I just want to have fun with my art and just play. And like, I enjoy like in moments where like, I feel like I can look pretty. I can look more masculine. Like I like getting to kind of play and teeter on that.
Yeah.
But for me, it wasn't about like wanting to be female or for female impersonating.
Right.
So it was kind of like, oh, that's so strange. Like I'm interested.
Yeah, like
so
curious.
Kinda, yeah, so I think I kind of grew off the curiosity, to be honest. So back in the day, there was a lot of like, you're gay, you should go kill yourself, because you know those kind of comments back in the day. Yeah. I mean, I still get them, but not nearly as much as it once was. And so I think that's kind of what grew me, is because people were like, oh, this is like weird.
Yeah.
Like, why is this boy wearing makeup?
Did you have anybody that you looked up to, or like anybody that you watched or anything?
Honestly, not. I would just like just kind of scroll, because I was trying to learn myself. So I would just kind of scroll and scroll and scroll and just learn. And I was like really into like RuPaul. Thought RuPaul was really cool and really just an icon for me, really, because I was like, well, look at this like drag queen who's like making all this amazing stuff happen for herself.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, look, and that's just like her being herself, right? Like that, they were just presenting how they wanted to. So I was like, oh, well, I think I can do that too.
And what was there ever a moment where you're just like, holy shit, like this is going to change my life forever? Like, was there one video that like just went berserk?
It wasn't even one video. For me, what it was I remember I was at work and I was working at Mac and I was on a shift and I had maybe like 50,000 followers on YouTube. And I was like, I mean, that was like a hella back then too. And same with on Instagram. And there was like, during that shift, I had like maybe like 10 people come up to me and recognize me at work. And I was like, this is so weird. Like you watch my videos on YouTube and you see my content, you follow me. And it was like so strange to have so many people come up to me in one shift that I was like, could this like be a thing? You know, I was like, could this be like my new normal in like this weird way?
And then you quit?
And then once I hit 100,000 subs on YouTube,
that's crazy.
I was making enough money on YouTube to be like, okay, well, I don't need to work at Mac anymore.
Wow, times have changed with YouTube.
Yeah. So once I hit 100,000 subs, I was like, okay, I'm leaving.
And how much
like,
money was 100K making you back then?
I think it was like $2,500.
A month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
25. But see, it would grow every single month.
Right.
So it would be like, I would say like I got like $300 and then I would get like $5,000 and it got to like, it would just kind of grow. Yeah. So I was like, oh shit, like this could
like
be a thing. I'm like, I ain't freaking, I no more. I ain't putting liner on no one no more.
Wow.
So
me.
You, and so I was like, no, like I think that I'm going to leave this and like kind of really just dive in, even though it was just like not my path. Cause I was also like in school at the time. I wanted to be a plastic surgeon. Like
shit.
I was like, and I have my bachelor's of science degree in health science.
Oh, she's smart.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's sweet, smart, pretty. Like, she
just
does
it all.
She does it all.
Has a gorilla grip.
A gorilla grip, gorilla mouth.
Oh my God.
Look, he does it though. Like, you know, like he be bringing this stupid shit out.
You said it.
It's you.
Well, so, how did you essentially turn this into like your full time career? Were you posting once a week? Like,
I would post, I think, like once a week, and then once I like was like, I'm going full in. I'm going to post several times a week, and I'll post like 2 to 3 times a week.
And is that the key to getting ahead in YouTube world?
Honestly, YouTube now, like, I don't even know, because people ask me all the time, like, well, how do I get big on YouTube? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because like, back then, it was just a different time.
Right.
I grew differently in a different space where it's like it wasn't as competitive, and I think that now the space is so competitive. There's so many people doing so many different things, and it's like if you aren't, let's say, blowing up on TikTok, then like, are you gonna blow up at all? Or like on a show, or like it needs to be like almost like a boom quickly.
Or just in like a scandal.
Or a scandal, as you would know.
Many.
Many scandals.
I was driving to the way here, I was like, I'm actually a piece of shit. Like I've been in a couple, accidentally.
Accidentally.
I just fall into them.
Uh-huh, you just fall into it, got it.
Just like,
I mean, I've been in scandals too, like that's, I've totally been in many.
That's the next question, I guess. Like, how do you know?
What
scandals you get? How do you like actively like navigate through that? Because growing up, right, as we're young, it's like I remember being a teenager was possibly the hardest time of my life, but I couldn't imagine doing it with like followers and an audience where everyone's like critiquing everything that you're doing. I guess what advice would you give people that maybe on the smaller scale, like influencing, and they're getting their first bit of hate? How do you move through that?
for me, I think the most important thing is like kind of taking a pause real quick and seeing what's going on, like on the space, and be like, okay, what happened? Why am I upsetting people? What's going on? And kind of evaluate from there. And like, yeah. for me, I think that there's like this thing about like fanning the flame when the fire is already hot, right? Yeah. So I'm like, for me, I'm like, why can't you, like, you can take some time for yourself to before you address something. Like, you can do whatever you want, essentially. Like, for me, for example, like, if there's, like, something happening and it's, like, so hot and, like, no one wants to listen to you. For me, it took, like, let's say from even 2018 when I was quote-unquote canceled, it was a year later when I was talking about, like, that experience and, like, how I've been in that last year that people were actually starting to listen to me a year later because they're like, oh, well, I'm kind of, like, over that drama.
Right.
You know, so I think that's really, really important to kind of, when you're in it, you don't have to be like, oh, my gosh, like, this is crazy. This is what's going on. A lot of the times, like, people are just so scared that it's happening that they feel like they have to say something immediately because they don't know what's going to transpire from it. They're just like, I'm freaked out. Like, I don't know. I'm going to have a panic attack.
Yeah, I think what's hard when there's, like, comments, like,
right, when they're flooding in.
Yeah.
But it's like, at the end of the day, you can, at the end of the day, truly, you could turn off your phone and, like, they're not there.
Yeah.
When you really think about it, because, like, at the, like, this isn't a job where, like, there's people in your face screaming at 100, like, 100 people in your face commenting to you that you're a piece of shit. It's literally, like, on your phone. So it's like, if you just take a second and just, like, kind of evaluate what's going on, see where you went wrong and try to sympathize with other people.
Yeah.
That's, like, when I think that, like, the magic happens, because it's like, okay, I did fuck up in this and I'm gonna own my shit. And honestly, if you do own your shit and you fucked up and you know you fucked up, own your shit and move forward and, like, remember those times so that you cannot make the same mistake again. Because I think that's really, really important. Like, even for me, like, back in the day, like, I feel like I was a little bit more problematic than I am now. And it's like, I remembered those times where, like, how it was hard and how I hated being, like, in that way. So now I'm like, I appreciate those times how they were, but I feel like I've grown and learned in a different way, and people are, like, actually wanting to hear what I say instead of back then being like, no, fuck you. Like, you're just problematic. You're just a bitch. So it's like, okay, well, like, I've learned and I've grown. And I think it's really about walking the walk, like, showing that you've grown, not just saying that you will.
Yeah. So. I can show it grows, Manny.
Got it. See, honestly, the way you can make it out of anything is honestly a talent. I think it's a fucking talent. The way you can make a sex joke about anything is honestly a talent.
I'm way too horny all the time.
Like, all the time.
No, like, actually, there was this one, I'm not lying. This is one girl that I met where I just couldn't keep up. I'm like, yo, like,
what do you mean?
Please stop. Like, we would have sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Job is done. I'm relaxed.
Like, you're done.
I'm sweating. You know, give me at least 20 minutes to, like, get ready.
To reset,
to recharge, and be like, you know, let's fuck it and go.
Right.
We'll be laying there butt ass naked and she'll just put it in her mouth. I'm like, yo, like, stop.
It's still soft.
It's not gonna get hard. It's sensitive. And now I'm like angry. So when it comes back around again, like, I'm gonna be very angry.
Got it. Be very aggressive. And aggressive.
But I swear to God, I got her from the airport. Now, mind you, no time frame on this. This could have been years ago. This could have been last week. So, like, legitimately picked her from the airport and we were getting ready to go out because we were gonna go to dinner. And she's like, oh, why don't you fuck me? I was like, what? I have to go to dinner. I was like, I just met you.
Like, right. Let's calm down.
Can I take you to dinner first?
Yeah.
Like, please. Go to dinner, like, literally that night, probably like 4 or 5 times. And
no.
She's like laying there. She's like, how many times you've come tonight? I was like, oh, fuck, I don't know. Like, I think I maxed out. Like, please. Like,
it's dry at one point, down there. It's like fucking dust. Like, what do you do?
Literally, I'm shooting blanks.
Like, there's nothing happening.
Literally. And then, like, I'm glad that I, like, fall asleep so quick. So I fell asleep. Next day I woke up, she's just, like, pulling it out. I was like, hey, like, I'm asleep.
You're like, I need time.
Yeah. Like,
let me a break.
Get a coffee. Like, I'm a little bit hungover. And she's like, oh, it's hard. Like, what do you want me to do? Not, like, suck it? I'm like, yo, I'm asleep. Like, I am dead asleep. But it was kind of fun.
I mean, honestly, that's a great story. No, it's kind of like, holy shit, like, they were, like, down, like, the way you're down.
No, but, like, more so. And then I was like, oh, let's go out to the living room. You know, the boys are out there. Let's watch a
the
movie.
Boys.
The boys.
The boys.
No, don't. No, but we're, like, sitting there watching a movie. And she starts, like, my situation from the boys. I swear to God.
And what did they like, say anything? They're just like, what the fuck? Like,
well, I just got fed up and I put on a live sex show for the boys, so I didn't really care.
Oh.
It was great.
So it's like that.
Well, I was just like, look, well, we're here.
You're like, we're already here. Might as
well. They know what's going on. So do we. We may as well just rip the blankets off and just give everyone a show. And that's what happened.
Are you lying?
I swear to God. I have a
video
of it.
That's what you did?
Yeah.
Harry!
What?
No way. Like, honestly, it's kind of brave. Like, for me, I'm not the type of person that, like, wants people to watch me doing it. Like,
really?
I don't know. I've never, like, been into that, really.
Don't put me in a room with someone who's equally as horny and then my friends around because I don't care.
Like, you're just like, fuck it, whatever. Well,
I fucked in a cemetery. So, like, there's not
the
really...
disrespect for the ghosts.
And a church as well. So there's not really any limits that
you just literally stuck that one in.
That I won't go to.
Got it. So there's no... But see, the thing is, I've been in situations where it's like, I'll be, let's say, in, like, a steam room. And there's, like, three other guys in the steam room, and they're, like, all gay. And they're, like, wanting to jerk off with each other. And I'm like, I, like, don't really want to jerk off with you guys.
You can only be in steam rooms for, like, 10 minutes, no?
Because I'm already dying, because it's so hot already.
You're already choking. You don't want to choke on a cock as well.
Literally. And they're literally, I've had this guy, like, once, like, he, like, grabbed me. I don't think I've ever talked about this. But he, like, grabbed me, like, on my neck and was, like, trying to, like, get me to, like, suck his dick. And I was like, bro, like, I'm literally just, like, trying to survive in here in the steam. Yeah,
I think a sauna's hot, but a steam room's a little bit, like, unless you come out of it, but, like, I feel like in it. Have you been in a steam room?
Yeah.
It's so fucking difficult to breathe.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
what are you like supposed to do?
How are you meant to take a cock in there?
I literally don't. This is also why I'm like, this is not happening. But but like, let's say if like there was a guy that was hot and I was in there and like I think he's hot, but there's other guys watching. I'm like,
You won't?
I don't think so.
You won't bust it down?
I don't think so. I don't know. It depends. Damn, like, if they're hot as fuck, then yeah, maybe.
I'm as free as a bird. Like
that's cool, though. Like, I appreciate the fact that you're so, like, open.
Also in the club, and she's beating me off, and I'm like...
In the club.
I swear.
On the dance floor.
Legit, I'm at the table. She's, like, behind me, like, grabbing my shit. I was like, yo, like, please.
Over the pants or under?
Under the pants. I was like, someone's going to get a photo. And I look over my friend, and he's just like that? Like, is she jerking you off? And I was like, yeah, I think so. No, because we're at dinner as well, like chilling at Catch's. She's like trying to go onto the table.
Uh-huh.
I was like, please, like, there's only so much cum that's going to come out of this thing.
I'm honestly really shocked because, like, this must be in the, like, I don't know, is this like straight culture? Like, is that like
normal? I've never met anyone like this.
Okay, because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this seems so.
No, I feel like
wild.
You guys have way more fun than us.
I mean, we definitely know how to get down. Like, it's not like I haven't been in some threesomes for sure.
Yeah.
But, like, I've just never. Been like in more than a threesome, like more group
are
stuff.
You the little piggy in the middle? We call it a spit roast.
Not piggy in the middle. Yeah. Not call me a pig.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy got spit roasted.
I have been the piggy in the middle.
Really?
For sure. Yeah.
So you're a little bottom.
No, I would honestly I like to do both. I tend to bottom more.
Right.
Because I do think I have a fat juicy ass.
Mm, and like I
tend to like.
Could like fucking
just
suck
like fucking
the soul out of anything.
Literally don't even come by me. It's like. dead, gone. No, but I've definitely been like in the middle of like two dudes before, for sure. But then I've also been like on the other side of it too. Like I like to kind of play around and just kind of see the
so
vibes.
Three sims your limit.
I've just never been in a situation where it could be more.
How are we sucking dick, Manny?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you suck a good dick?
I mean, honestly, like, how do you not at this point? Like, there's like, I feel like as I've gotten older, I've gotten better too. Like,
really?
It's like, I think it honestly just takes practice.
What are the trades? What are the trade secrets?
Trade secrets.
This is for our lady
a
that
lot
I
of
listening.
Spit. You need like a ton. So there's no like actual hardcore friction, but like just enough friction to be like, oh shit, like it feels fucking fire. I'm like, I can totally deep throw. Like I can take one down for sure. But I think again, you
like what do you
practice.
Max out at? 12 inches? 11?
I think the most I've ever done was like 10.
Damn.
And that's like when I was like, okay, like I'm, and like I had like a sore throat after, like I was like in pain. Like it wasn't fun. Like I'm like, okay, like I'm chilling.
So big dicks are out.
I mean, it depends how big, like,
right.
Dude, like how far are we going?
Like 10 inches over here. I don't know.
She swears. She fucking swears. But seriously, like I think that like at, that's like at that point, cause like, let's say if I wanted like bottom, then I'm like, you're saying that I have to go 10 inches.
Yeah, that would
into my ass.
That would suck.
That's like too much.
But I feel like the asshole is never ending, no?
It does end, actually. You know, once the intestines, you know, run out, I think it's done.
No, because I'm
just, what?
No, I'm just saying.
You've been fisted? Are you saying you've been fisted?
I was talking to my friend who is seeing this girl who's got a shallow vagina.
A shallow vagina? Okay. Does that mean that doesn't, like, it's a...
Which, like, he can only
get
like, half his cock in. Maybe he's got a massive cock, but he can only get, like, half it in. But he's just like, oh, if you fuck... we were having a conversation, like, does the bum end if you fuck in the ass? And he's just like, no, it can go on forever.
It can definitely go farther, I'm assuming, than, like, a shallow vagina.
Right.
You can put more in, for sure. I mean, I've never experienced shallow vagina myself, obviously.
Have you had sex with a girl?
I've never had sex with a girl.
So you knew from day one, yeah, this is it.
No, honestly, I had a girlfriend in high school. I've kissed girls, made out with girls. Like, I've definitely, like... Not experimented sexually, but like in the more of like emotional way, I've experimented, and I think I just knew because there was always something missing. And it wasn't until I kissed like a guy where I was like, "Oh, this feels like how it should feel, or like,
were you nervous to kiss
the guy? Was the most scared of my entire life. Like, I was fucking panicking because we were in like the backseat of my friend's car.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like, just like leaned in.
Was it like joking around, like, maybe we should kiss?
Or no, it literally was like, we kind of like looked at each other and it was like a little bit longer of a stare than like usual. Mm-hmm. And he like kind of put his hand on my knee because we hadn't been like chatting and like
did
texting.
You get bricked up right away?
No, I was stupid. I was literally freaking out. Like, I'm literally shaking because wow. I'm also like, mind you, again, I'm like the pray the gay away kid, like don't want to be gay, but here I am like having a gay experience. Like, I like didn't even know what to think. So when we kissed, it really did feel like kind of like fireworks in a way. Cause wow. I was like, oh, this feels like I've kissed a lot of girls before, you know, I kissed many girls before that and we made out and the whole thing, but it was always like a little more soft.
Yeah.
And I kind of like when I'm kissing, like for it to be a little bit more intense.
Right.
Like, and like kissing a guy just feels different.
Yeah,
because it's like facial hair and like it's just a little bit more like aggressive.
Yeah.
So when I was kissing girls, it was more soft, and I was like the aggressor.
And was that guy your first
kiss? Yeah.
No, virginity.
You
didn't fuck.
Oh no, we didn't. No, because literally we were in the backseat of my friend's car, and like she came back from putting gas, and we like drove home.
Oh, so literally, never, it was like you didn't boom. Speak about it.
No, we did, but then he was like, we were talking about it. He's like, would you ever do more? And I was like, I don't think so. So gay, like I could never do that. So I think like we kind of ended talking in a way, even though I did like him. Like I think like looking back, I was like, oh, I really, really liked
him. What's his name?
I will not say his name. I will not say his name. We still
Jonathan?
Talk about this year. No.
Sean
but he was super, super, super cool. And I remember just thinking back like, dude, like I can't do this. And I wish I did, because I've also been, you know what's crazy? I've been in situations where I had like a friend in high school, this dude, and he was like a straight guy. He would like have sex with girls all the time. We were like 17 and we were at his house. And I remember once he was like, we were like on the computer and we were like typing about something. And he was like, you should pull some porn. And I was like, why?
Post them?
Pull up.
Oh, I'm like,
and I was like, why?
What's going on?
I was like,
on?
What the fuck you mean? And so he was like, no, just pull it up. And I was like, okay. So I pulled it up, and it was, of course, like straight porn. And I was like, I don't know. What do I look at? I don't know. Yeah. And so I remember, like, I turned around, and he had, like, just pulled his dick out and his, like, balls out. And he was, like fucking with me. And he was, like, put him on my knee. And I'm like, stop. And, like, I was, like, doing this, like, don't do that thing. Cause I was like, I'm straight. I don't know what you're talking about. But now I look back, and I'm like, why didn't I just fucking do it? Cause I think he's still, like, he's straight now. And he, like, I think maybe he was feeling experimental. Maybe. I was like, was he feeling spent, or was he just like literally like horny and just like, yo, let's just jerk off together.
Right.
I wish I like kind of
explored that. Damn. Well, there you go. That's the lesson in this. Like, if someone's got their cock and balls on your knee, just grab it.
I think you're going to have to grab the cock and the balls. Like, grab it by the balls. Literally. literally. Who, grab by the balls.
When did you end up losing your virginity?
It wasn't until I was like about to turn 20. So I was like,
oh, wow.
19, like late 19. What about you? 12. Tell me.
I was 14.
Okay, there we go.
I got my first blowjob at 9, though.
No.
So bad. I'm not, and again, I'm not
very,
trying to glorify
definitely
any of
that's very strange.
Do not do what I do. I was just like, you know, with a couple kids.
Yeah, you're just like, whatever.
In a shed, just hanging out.
In a shed.
Yeah, her parents like wanted her to stay, and her brother was in the other room, and I remember is like,
huh,
the situation.
Like, that's strange.
And I was like, this is weird. I don't want to do this
like, it's
anymore.
Weird. Yeah, I think especially when you're like young like that, it's like,
yeah.
That's very
confusing.
Yeah, definitely not till later on in life.
Please don't.
Like, absolutely not. But yeah, it was not till I was like, yeah, about to be 20 years old.
Was it like magic?
Was it was fireworks? Weird. Honestly, it was really, really strange because I remember going and I had like downloaded Grindr.
Right.
Because I was like, oh, well, like, is this like how you meet
you
guys?
You lost your virginity of Grindr?
Yes.
A grinded success.
Oh my god! I don't know if it was a success story, but it was this dude who actually ended up. He like went to my college, so we had like went to the same school, and we were like just chatting, and he was like, "Oh, you should come over. We should like watch a movie." And honestly, at the time, especially since I'm like honestly really innocent at this point, I was like, "Yeah, for sure, let's watch a movie." So I didn't really plan on doing anything, to be honest. So I go over, and we're watching a movie in the bed. And he's like, "Oh, it's buffering." And so he like kind of just climbs on top of me. We start making out and we start like doing the whole thing.
Damn, I'm gonna do that next time.
And I was like,
movie's buffering.
Oh, it's buffering. It won't load. It's so annoying.
Yeah, guess what?
And
I'm coming
jumps
on. Top.
On yeah,
probably
and he just jumps
DVD
on top of me.
DVD of buffering.
Literally, just like
graphic.
This. Like, literally, so the wheel was going. And I was like, okay. So we just kind of started hooking up and then like I bottomed for the first time. But it took literally, I'm not kidding you. Like it took like 20 minutes just to even get it in fully because I was like, ow, stop.
Really?
It was like not traumatizing, but it was just like, it was also really, really big, and I was like, dude, why did I fucking do this for my first time? Like, this is not the tea.
Yeah.
It was not the tea. I'm like, I couldn't have done an average for the first one.
Yeah, please.
Like, please. So, of course, I was, like, very, very confused. But then, honestly, after that, I started, like, liking him because we would, like, talk and hang out, and I ended up finding out he had a boyfriend. So I was like, piece of shit. Whore. Like, you whore.
Yeah.
And I lived like I lived up north. So like they would like visit each other, but he didn't live
there. Damn. Did he ever did the boyfriend ever find out about it?
I don't think so. But I think they ended up becoming open later on.
Wow.
So I think that ended up turning into like an open relationship.
Are you dating anyone now?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, because I feel I was seeing someone for a little while, but we ended up ending things. So I was like, I just don't think we're on the same wavelength. He was a lot younger than me too, so I was like,
not your vibe.
If we're not on the same, like, I just feel like we're not on the same trajectory. Like, it doesn't, like, age to me really, it doesn't matter. Obviously, if you're like in your early 20s, 30s, 40s, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But for me, it's like more so about like where you are in like your head.
Right.
And like if you're like a cool person who like has their shit together,
yeah,
then like, yeah, like let's give it a shot. But like if you don't, and like I don't want to be like the one that's like depended on for like paying for everything.
Exactly.
And, like, that like weirds me out.
That's the vibe I've been on. I've been like, I want to have someone who has a career,
mm-hmm.
and is like, the biggest thing I ask people when I'm on a date with them is like, yo, what are your goals? Like, I want to see.
Yeah, like, what do you do?
What do you want to, like, who do you want to become? Like, what's the person mm-hmm. you're inspired by? Like, how do we move forward? And how can I, like, interject and, like, help you get along your path?
Totally.
But also, like, be on two different paths and then come back and, like, talk about it. Like, for me, that's the most exciting thing in a relationship. I think that's what I've struggled in the city is just, like, it's so difficult to find someone that has, like, goal. Because everyone's lost in the moment. Like, as you said, like, everyone's in the little bubble, like, doing their own thing. So it's, like, hard to find people that are real and like, yo, this is the end goal. You know?
Well, it's also like hard for me too because I think I also have this stress of like people taking advantage of me, like on dates, and I'm like, dude, like I've been on dates when guys were like, should we collab after?
Oh,
and
I was like, that's how our collab came about.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
See, but and you know, it just ended up being fine because we had such a good date. It was okay. Yeah. We didn't care. But yeah, so it's like oh, like let's. Do a video together.
So
and
gross.
I'm like, dude, like, I didn't even know you knew who I was,
yeah.
let alone, like, I don't want to be in a situation where, like, you're trying to use me for something or I feel like I'm being taken advantage of in some situation.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to get to know me for Manny, not for Manny MUA. I think that at the end of the day, that's what I want is, like, I feel like I'm so much more than just, like, my online presence.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm, like, deep and, like, sweet and, like, I have these good qualities, but I think a lot of people just see the glam and they're just like, oh, like, you have a lot of followers.
Yeah.
Oh, this and this. And I'm like, dude, like, that's not what it all
you
is.
You have a big house. The house is massive.
Thank you.
The house is crazy.
Thank you. And I have a great dog. Honestly, it would be great. Yeah.
You just have it all.
I don't have it all. But I definitely have gotten to the point now where I'm like, dude, like, I have been set in my, like, I'm set in the way of, like, I'm comfortable and, like, I'm okay and my career is doing good and everything's going good. So I think I kind of just want someone that like would be down to experience like all the cool stuff with me too.
Yeah. What you know? Is for our young kings and queens? What is the first step to becoming a makeup artist? Like, what could you see as beneficial advice for someone who maybe wants to experiment, maybe a little bit confused about all this stuff? Like, how would you get started? Looking back,
in makeup or on social media?
In both. Like right now, if you were starting, you're like 20 or 19 years old, and you're just like, I want to figure, like, I want to be like Manny. What advice would you give that person?
I think for me now, times are obviously different, but I would say definitely multi-platform. Get every of the platforms. Like, make sure you have a vision in mind and like a goal set in place. And I think that it's about the hustle, right?
Yeah.
It's like about putting out content that people want to see. And for example, for me, like as a brand owner too, like obviously I have my own brand. Mm-hmm. And whenever I'm looking through Lunar Beauty, I'm looking through Lunar Beauty's like tags and stuff like that, and I see people posting with like great quality photos, and they might have a small, you know, following, but they have great quality photos. If they, you can see that they put a lot of time into their art. Like, I'm gonna be paying attention to that, and I'm gonna be like, hey, let me send you PR, or like, hey, let me repost you on my brand's page. So I think it's important to kind of put the effort into the quality of your content, just in general, and also like, try on TikTok. Like, TikTok is one of those cool platforms where you can like blow up overnight.
Yeah,
where it's like you can make a viral video. Like, try to put yourself out there in every way, shape, or form that you can, and invest in the quality of your shit rather than it being like, I don't want to see super dark lighting that's like blurry.
Right.
Like, I don't want to see it. Like, as someone that's like a brand owner, like, I don't want to see it. Like, I want to see something that's high quality and nice. And even if it's an iPhone photo, I take all of my photos on my iPhone photos.
Yeah.
But like, just take a photo that, or video, whatever it might be, just put like effort into your content because I think you can see it.
Well, I think the biggest thing is reinvest in yourself as
totally.
Well. Like, that's the only way that other people have got ahead is they've put their money that they've made or they've invested in the craft and made it happen. But also, top tip, if you're trying on TikTok and it's not working, just make a new account. Like, obviously keep your old one, but make a new account because they favor new videos and new accounts.
Because if they do well.
They want you to stay on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Long cock.
Mr. Manny, anything you want to plug? Anything? Any final words?
Long cock is the funniest shit I've ever fucking. Like, honestly, when I'm texting you and it's like, hey, big cock, hey, little cock, it's that every fucking day. Like, honestly, me and Harry text pretty often, and it's literally that all the time. And I'm like, what's up, little cock? How you doing? On my way. But honestly, the thing I want to plug is, like, I have my own podcast too called Full Coverage, and it's with my best friend, and it's
super fun. Me in it.
What?
Trash talks me in it.
I only did that episode one time, and it was very nice.
That was very good. You could have gone a lot worse.
I could have gone harder in.
Now you know our limits, so you can.
I'd already just talked to you. So.
You can call me a piece of shit next time.
No, it's not going to happen next time. Maybe it's not going to happen next time. I'll make sure. I'm fucking coming to just choke you out.
Oh, shit. If it happens. Kinky.
Again.
What do we plug it? Go.
Full Coverage podcast. Find me on Manny MUA on everything. I have a beauty brand called Lunar Beauty, and it's the dopest shit ever.
It's really good. I wear it every day.
Yeah, I put it on you.
You did.
And it was really beautiful.
We look stunning. Yeah, also go watch our video together on Manny's channel.
Yes.
It was really good.
You guys, I kind of want to do a thing where he glams me.
Yeah, it would be the worst day of your life.
Funny as fuck. it would be terrible, but I think it'd be really funny.
It would be the worst day of your life.
It'd be terrible.
Horrible.
But hilarious.
I would love to see you glam me. Well, my loves, please give Manny some love. He deserves it. He's a sweetheart, and he's one of the realest people that I've met in the city. Most importantly, a great friend. So I just want to say thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Keep me accountable.
I will.
For my fuck-ups.
Trust me. I'll be keeping all my friends accountable for their fucking shit. Behind the scenes. I'm not trying to be like this bitch-ass bitch in real life or on social media, but like in real life, I'm like, let me come over and talk to you real quick.
Like a real friend. Drop a comment, show some love, leave 5 stars, and kiss your friends goodnight.
We love you guys.